Continuing the conversation now on the Steve Gerber Show. So good to have you here. You know, there are some good stories out there. You know, it's not just one story all the time, and I know things are getting consumed in the headlines a bit, but we have to talk about good things that are going on out there. And my next guests, plural, have some good things going on, and we appreciate them being here. Charles and Lexi Blockett, they have been selected to receive Sparrow Hospital's highest award. That is the Founders Award, and for their impact on the health of people living right here in mid-Michigan. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
So good to have you here. So what is the Founders Award? First of all, what is it? Tell us what it means.
Well, it's an award that they give every year. It's the highest award that Sparrow gives. And we're very honored, humbled, and appreciative to receive this award. And it's a complete surprise to us.
Well, tell me about your involvement with Sparrow. Obviously, you've been involved with Sparrow at some intimate level for some period of time. How did you start to work with Sparrow? Why were you attracted to the hospital? And what has your work meant to you?
Well, I started in 2007 with the St. Lawrence Gift Shop, Mary Mag League, and my cousin recruited me to the gift shop, so that's how I became a Sparrow volunteer. And then a couple of years later, two of my gift shop ladies nominated me to the women's board. And from there, my work at Sparrow just bloomed.
Well, that's pretty incredible. And people don't realize, you know, how important volunteers are to a health system. Everybody knows you've got the doctors and the nurses and the x-ray techs and the people working in food services and so forth. But it's volunteers oftentimes that, you know, give an extra smile, give a helping hand and so forth. Why were you attracted to volunteer work? Either one of you speak up.
Well, I got involved with Sparrow because I was on the Sparrow Foundation Board. That's the fundraising arm for Sparrow. And we've been involved in some major campaigns. You may recall, Steve, that we just not too long ago completed the renovation of the neuroscience for strokes and for cardio. And then we moved immediately from that to raise $6.8 million for the new Herbert Herman Cancer Center.
Which has been an incredible addition to the community, hasn't it?
It has been fantastic, and it will be in the future. All of us know someone who has cancer at one point.
Yeah, actually, Charles and I are cancer survivors, so it became very important to us to be a part of the cancer center.
Well, that makes three of us, then, doesn't it?
Okay.
There you go. We're all in that same category at varying degrees. It's been a long time for me, but I still have a deep appreciation for the work and the volunteering and going through that process, which I did way back in the 1980s. But I think I'm good now. I'm good to go. I want to read part of the Founders Award statement that was put out. We're with Charles and Lexi Blockett here. They're receiving the Founders Award from Sparrow. The Founders Award is given to a volunteer community member or retired caregiver who have made a positive impact on the health of the mid-Michigan region through their involvement with Sparrow. Founders Day honors the spirit of our founders, the 114 charter members of the Women's Hospital Association. So it's pretty incredible. Honestly, what you guys have done and been recognized. And do you feel it's always been this way? I was born in Sparrow Hospital. I've made visits from time to time because I tend to, you know, break bones and do funny things. You know, but every time I go there, if I go to the ER, I'm going to see somebody else. It always feels like a family to me. Do you think that's a fair description of what it's like to walk through the doors at Sparrow?
Yes, I do. We have some tremendous volunteers at Sparrow. We've got probably maybe 1,800 plus volunteers at Sparrow. And from our surgical lounges to the gift shops to the people at guest services who welcome you, I think the people there are very friendly, very caring, and really very happy to be a part of Sparrow.
Now, the staff is very professional. But the main thing, Steve, is that in all of the time that Lexi and I were patients at Sparrow, we never had a bad experience. Everyone was very, very concerned. You could always talk to them. I just felt that we received quality service when we were there at Sparrow.
Let me ask
you
about this.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I've always been treated exceptionally well there from the moment they brought me into this world, way back when, which I greatly appreciate that too. But let me ask you this, because I think that being a volunteer, it's not just what the people get out of it that you deal with and help and volunteer to support, but it's what you get out of it personally, what you get out of it that's just that good feeling. So for anybody listening that says, you know, never really thought about being a volunteer, or maybe they have and they're not quite sure, what would you tell somebody about the rewarding experience it is to be a volunteer?
Well, it's a very heartwarming feeling to be a part of volunteering. The people there, you see the patients and guests coming in, and they seem so appreciative of your services and all the time that we spend there. And believe me, it's a lot of hours that we donate at volunteer services at Sparrow, and it's just a very satisfying feeling.
Yeah, you're involved in something that's bigger than yourself and something that's important and something that can have a real impact down the road, just like the building of that cancer center. That's something that's going to be around for years to come.
Generations, more likely. Generations to come. I tip my hat to both of you, Charles and Lexi Blockett. Being selected to receive Sparrow Hospital's highest award, it's the Founders Award, for their impact on the health of MidMichigan. Both cancer survivors decided after their experience they would give back to the community and give back you have. So I tip my hat to you both. I appreciate what you've done and for setting such a fine example for everyone else. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having us.
Greatly appreciate it. That's something to strive for right there. Those are the kind of folks that make living here that much better. You're listening to The Steve Grimmer Show, back after this.